Ralph edged forward, feeling his way over the uneven surface as though he were blind. There were miles of vague water at his right, and the restless ocean lay under his left hand, as awful as the shaft of a pit. Every minute the water breathed round the death rock and flowered into a field of whiteness. Ralph crawled until he found the ledge of the entry in his grasp. The lookouts were immediately above him, and he could see the end of a spear projecting over the rock. He called very gently, "Sam and Eric." There was no reply. To Carrie he must speak louder, and this would rouse those striped and inimical creatures from their feasting by the fire. He set his teeth and started to climb, finding the holds by touch. The stick that had supported a skull hampered him, but he would not be parted from his only weapon. He was nearly level with the twins before he spoke again. "Sam and Eric." He heard a cry and a flurry from the rock. The twins had grabbed each other and were gibbering. "It's me, Ralph." Terrified that they would run and give the alarm, he hauled himself up until his head and shoulders stuck over the top. Far below his armpit, he saw the luminous flowering round the rock. "It's only me, Ralph." At length, they bent forward and peered in his face. "We thought it was. We didn't know what it was. We thought..." Memory of their new and shameful loyalty came to them. Eric was silent, but Sam tried to do his duty. "You got to go, Ralph. You go away now." He wagged his spear and essayed fierceness. "You shove off. See?" Eric nodded agreement and jabbed his spear in the air. Ralph leaned on his arms and did not go. "I came to see you two."